You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. Our associate pastor is Father Steve Gira. And now, enjoy the podcast.
In the beginning, with these three words, the beginning of our history as God's people is told. That first page of the scriptures in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, and unfolding from there is the story of God's creative love, creating the entirety of the universe, but most especially that moment when God forms from the clay of the earth human beings. And then it says, and God breathed into them the breath of life. In the beginning, all was good. But we know what humankind did with all that was and is good. How we have messed it up over all these centuries. And so God said, I need to start again. We need to recreate. We need a new beginning. So if you open the page, the first page of the Gospel of John, from which we hear this passage today from chapter 20, the first page of the Gospel of John, guess what? First three words. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and through the Word all things came to be. The Word was God, and the Word became flesh. God, St. John is telling us, is starting again. A new creation, a new beginning for all. We are not only created, we are redeemed. Creation and redemption in a new beginning. Don't we always love to have a new start, a fresh beginning? This is the gift of this day. Now you have to wonder, imagine yourself numbered among those disciples locked up in the upper room on that first Pentecost, on that first Easter day, actually, when all this happened. Imagine what was going through their hearts and minds. They knew very well what they had done. They knew they had betrayed Jesus. They knew they had abandoned him at the power, at the time of his most need. They had walked away. They had hidden their face. They were poor disciples. And now, can you imagine what they're thinking? Just put yourself in that position when you know how you've really hurt someone, really badly. And now, for the first time, you're going to see them face to face. What are they going to say to me when they see me face to face? That must have been what was going through their mind. What will Jesus say to us? Is he going to come and say, all right, you guys, here's your punishment. Here's what you deserve for what you did to me. Why did you do that? Maybe he'd scold them. So what does he say? Peace be with you. Whew. What a relief. You know the relief when somebody looks at you and says, after you've done something, said something, and they say, ah, let's forget about it. Let's start anew. Let's begin again. Forget about that. That's over. That's done. And so our God is revealed as this God of new beginnings. Not just a second chance, or even a third, or a fourth, or a fifth, but this God of recurring chances, of ever more opportunities. It's this God of ours who says, all right, but who's counting anyway? Peace be with you. There's a saying in the southern churches, in the southern Christian tradition. It goes like this. It says, God has no grandchildren. God has no grandchildren. What's that mean? It means that your faith and mine is not an heirloom in an antique box that has been passed down faithfully from one generation to the next, nicely packaged and handed on, so that God becomes our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather somewhere way in the past, and we've got this faith because we received it from the real church, the real disciples, from the real Pentecost. God has no grandchildren. God has only sons and daughters. God has only children of the present, of the now. We begin again at the font today because we are born again as God's sons and daughters. We are the present generation, the new generation of disciples. It is about what's happening now, right here, in this place. The Spirit is blowing, and are we ready? The truth is, the mission is before us as it was handed to those disciples. As the Father has sent me, so I send you. What's the mission? The mission is peace be with you. The mission is this extension of God's recreative love, God's giving of a new start and a new beginning. And so as we look out at ourselves, we ask, who in my life do I need to turn to and say, peace be with you? Who do I need to turn to and say, oh, forget about that. God's grace of love and mercy overcomes sin, destroys all of that hard feeling. So we can move on from here in a new way. Peace be with you. The power of the Spirit says, if you forgive, they are forgiven. Think of the power we have when we say to someone, forget it. Forget about it. What a relief is given to them, as it is given to you and me every time we seek it from the Lord. This place is the upper room. This day is the 50th day, the day of Pentecost. God continues to pour forth the Spirit with a driving wind. We don't need to be convinced of that today. Think of what that driving wind can do. Can blow away the dust of sin in the past, blow away resentments and hatreds and desires for revenge. All of that is blown away to kingdom come in the power of God's Spirit. Let the Spirit blow through our lives right here and right now. And let us experience a new start, a new day, a new creation. For today is also the day when we hear the words and then go forth to speak them. It's the beginning. Peace be with you.